Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Davis. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Sexton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Tolleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Rickhart. Batting third. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Terry Bogener. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Johnson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rickhart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Rickhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickhart takes first base on ball 4. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sexton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up towards first. Putnam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Putnam moves to second. Terry Bogener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bogner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Putnam moves to third. Stein moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sexton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Putnam scores. Stein scores. Bogner moves to second. It's 2-0, Rangers. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Richart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Richart hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Wright reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wright moves to third. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Heath and he is out, Sexton applying the tag. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Putnam reaches second base with a double. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Putnam scores. It's 3-0, Rangers. Terry Bogner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bogner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bogner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stein moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Bogner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows hits a line drive into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Richart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0 for 1 in the game. Sexton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Darryl Brown now playing left field. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Putnam moves to second. Terry Bogner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bogner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bogner bunts towards third. Gross fields it and has Putnam trapped. There's the throw to Sexton who tags Putnam for the out. Stein moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Stein scores. Bogner moves to third. It's 4-0, Rangers. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to home to get Bogner. Johnson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Rickhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rickhart hits a fly ball into right field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Davis reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Rangers. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-2 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Putnam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0-for-2 in the game. Sexton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rickhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Bogner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bogner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bogner strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rick Hart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rick Hart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Bogner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.